Two Door Cinema Club, and that is Undercover Martin, and it'll take us to the news.
Luxembourg City has once again been named the best city in the world for quality of life, topping Deutsche Bank's 2024 Mapping the World's Prices report for the second consecutive year. The study evaluates cities across a wide range of categories, including safety, healthcare quality and cost of living, as well as practical factors such as average commute times. The A13 will be closed in both directions between Differdange and the Biff roundabout this weekend from tonight at 9 p.m. until Monday morning for construction of a forest bridge. Drivers should follow signposted diversions via the N31, N32 and CR175. France has officially asked other EU countries for help fighting its wildfires, triggering the bloc's civil protection mechanism, with planes and helicopters expected from Portugal, Croatia, Czechia and Slovakia. In Gironde, a fire has destroyed almost 5,000 hectares, with 20,000 people evacuated around Arcachon Bay. Spain has declared a national state of emergency in two regions, with 10,000 residents forced from their homes west of Madrid. Oil prices have topped $100 a barrel for the first time since May as the widening conflict in the Middle East stokes fears over global energy supplies. Brent crude, the international benchmark, rose more than 6% on Thursday, and prices spiked further after Houthi militia in Yemen attacked oil tankers in the Red Sea, threatening a route Saudi Arabia has used to bypass the Strait of Hormuz. Ukrainian drones have hit a warehouse belonging to a Russian e-commerce giant, Wildberries, near St. Petersburg, sparking a fire that sent smoke over the city. Kyiv has stepped up long-range drone strikes on Russian energy, military and logistics sites, calling them justified retribution for Moscow's nightly attacks on Ukrainian cities. The US has decided on new tariffs against 60 countries in total, taking effect from 6 a.m. today. Washington's stated reason is that the targeted countries are not doing enough to combat forced labor, invoking an old clause in trade law that provides a legal basis for the policy without congressional approval. The whole EU faces an extra 10%, China and Japan face 12.5%. Moving to sports and in football, Croatian veteran Luka Modric has extended his contract with AC Milan by one season. The midfielder will turn 41 in less than 2 months' time, but is committed to Milan until June 30, 2027. And King Charles has officially opened the 23rd Commonwealth Games in Glasgow to launch 10 days in a slimmed-down event designed to control costs. Around 3,000 athletes from 74 nations and territories will compete for 215 gold medals across 10 sports and 6 parasports. For more on these stories and for the latest news and all the updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
After a bright start, the clouds will move in mid-morning, but it will remain mostly sunny with pleasantly cool temperatures throughout the day. Morning temperatures range from around 14 degrees now to a maximum of 26 degrees in the afternoon.
Traffic happens. We have the solutions. Emil Weber, all about your journey.
RTL Today traffic info.
2 minute delays on the A6 between Helfenterbrook and Sessange. 3 minutes on the A4 between Pompier and, Pompier, it says. 9 minute delays on the A4 between Esch and Pompier again. And 10 minute delays on the A31 Canfin towards the A3 at Doudelange. Speed checks are in Gosseldange on the Rue de Merche, in Grosbois on the N12, in Hivange in the afternoon on the Rue de Dalem, and in Limpertsburg on Avenue Victor Hugo. And stay up to date with all the traffic at today.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic.
The Sam Steen Show on RTL Today Radio.
RTL. RTL Today Radio.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
You're ready for a not news quiz?
I'm all ready.
Excellent. Up after this.
So long, untouched, bone dry, not a plant can grow. About time. Get back on my horse to the rodeo. Now I'm at the prospect convention. My friends walk in your friend's direction. Said Sabrina, don't you know Devin? And I was like, huh. When did
congratulations on your new improvements. I bet your light rod's like bigger than Zeus's.
Hey, wait, can you lift my car with your hand? You are an ugly kid, but you're a sexy man.
Sorry, I did not see the vision. Thank you, Lord, the fine you has risen. Big riff coming, I need a minute.
Wait, I need a minute. Okay, here it comes.
Sabrina Carpenter, and when did you get hot on RTL Today Radio? It is 9:07. Time for this. Yes, it's time for everyone's actual favourite game show. It's the Not News Quiz. Hooray! Woo-hoo. And here's your host, me, and your contestant, Sasha. Hooray! All right, Sasha.
You're making me laugh all week. What? Here's your host, and here's your contestant. Singular.
Yes, we got it. So this is the Not News Quiz, the quiz that's all about the news that isn't really the news, because the real news is quite a loss recently. So, Sasha, we'll start with a Colorado neighborhood that was disturbed as everyone was woken up by a rude neighbor honking their horn all night. What was unusual about this neighbor?
Okay, it must have been an animal that got in the car. So Colorado, could it have been a bear?
I got it in one.
Yes.
Bear in the car, that's right. Yes, indeed. It was a black bear climbed into the front of a closed SUV, leant on the horn, and got stuck in there and just started going all night long.
Oh, fantastic.
Until he was taken out. A man used a long rope to open one of the vehicle's doors from a distance and then hot-tailed it, as the bear did as well. So
I'm
you
surprised
go.
The bear can't just kind of give a little heave ho to a door.
Pop the door.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't able to, but well done. Points for you. Number two, we'll move from Colorado to Birmingham.
Right.
In the UK, not in Alabama. This is a milk thief.
Oh.
Residents in Birmingham were shocked to discover that their milk bottles had been stolen. But because everyone's got Ring doorbells these days, and cameras on the door, but they were able to spot the brazen thief. But what was it about the thief that was unusual?
Again, it has to be an animal, doesn't it? So, what could it be in a Birmingham neighbourhood?
I can tell you, it's actually not an animal.
Oh, it's not an animal.
No.
Okay. What else would steal milk? That's about as low as you go. A child?
No.
No. Okay, the milkman himself.
No, it was a half-naked woman. It is, she's in her black underwear and flip-flops.
Oh, right.
Brazenly swiping the milk bottles from the doorsteps. The woman was seen strutting up the drive at 5 a.m. wearing only her knickers, a crop top, flip-flops before grabbing two bottles and making a dash for it. And then when, you know, the person posted the picture of her making her escape, running out of the drive with the milk bottles under her arm. A bunch of other people went and checked theirs and saw that, yes, indeed, it was the mystery knicker who was out there.
That's a great story.
So yeah, if somebody's seen your milk bottles, you know what it might be. It is hot these days. The weather's very, very hot. We're all trying to figure out ways in which to stay cool. The Japanese have come up with a unique way of doing it. What do you think it is?
Oh, the Japanese have been making a